Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 283 of the Story Hacker Podcast. How are you? I hope you're good. I'm good. And I've been taking my own medicine. I've been eating my own dog food, whatever metaphor tickles your fancy. Yesterday, if you may have heard, I talked about the value of going deeper. I talked about the value of stepping out of that kind of stream of all the easy stuff that we can do to get our brand or our message out there. You know, we can post, we can like, we can share, we can comment. You know, we can do all these relatively easy things. But that doesn't get us the kind of satisfaction that I think you and I, really want. And also, the competition at that kind of level is insane. You know, so to get to the value, we need to go deeper, or at least, there's lots of ways to get value. But when I think about the kind of some of the tactical stuff that some people are doing to get there, it's not what I want to do. And it's fine, I'm not judging, but it's not what I want to do. I want to go deeper. I want to have a deeper impact. So yesterday, you know, as is often the case with these podcasts, this is not just me, you know, sitting on a mountaintop, breathing wisdom into the microphone. You know that if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you understand that I'm not, you know, I'm one of you. I'm one of all of us. You know, what we're doing is we're thinking about our business. We're thinking about our storytelling. We're trying to help people. And I've talked on this podcast a lot about my kind of manifesto for that. People to tell better stories, get better lives. And also the way that this podcast helps me articulate my thinking, my messages and all those kind of things. So long way round of saying, this is not just about me talking to you. I very often, the things that I'm saying are the things that I'm trying to think about, that I'm wanting to think about for myself, for my own business, for my own message and all that kind of thing. And yesterday I did take my own medicine. I did eat my own dog food. I did sit down and think about, well, if you're challenging people to go deeper, Nick, how are you going to go deeper? Because it's been a fantastic 12 months and I can really see this business beginning to take off. And the question is, where do I want to be in a year's time? What do I want to have done? How am I going to fulfill this promise? And yes, make money. You know, let's not beat around the bush. We all need to do that, but also fulfill the other parts of my mission, if you like, which is to help everyone tell better stories. And I think this might be slightly premature, but I think what I've decided to do is to create online a kind of definitive book about this sort of storytelling stuff. Now, book sounds weird, but I'm really influenced by, I don't know whether you've seen this site, if you search for something, I think it's like Butterix Typography, there's a guy who years ago published what he called a book. I mean, it's a website, but he structured it like a book about type and about how we should be using typography, whether it's in documents or on websites or in ads or whatever, to help us communicate better, and all the mistakes that people can make. And he's got a fantastic page, like 10 minutes to better typography. And you can read it twice in 10 minutes, actually. And the whole thing's available free, although you can pay, you can donate. And years ago, when he had the first edition out, I did pay because the information he was getting out was really useful stuff. And I've been quite influenced by this idea and thinking about whether I could do something similar for stories, you know, and that would deliver on my manifesto of helping everyone tell better stories, because it would be open to all. It would continue this process of building a profile around this subject, and effectively giving more credibility to my expertise in this area. It would give me a fantastic reason to keep studying. You know, one of the things that I've been very honest about on this podcast is, for all the stuff I know there's so much more depth there's so much more about the story, the strategy, the copywriting, the delivery, all those kind of things. And structuring this resource would really help me start to fill in some of the gaps. And of course, this podcast, the videos, all this would weave in together with that. So it's just it's just a little dream. But do you know what? In August last year, I said that I would put something out into the world every day, and I've done it. And the response has been fantastic. The value to me as a businessman has been fantastic. So this, I think, is something that's really worth thinking about and doing. And I'm in the process at the moment of, you know, looking at how I'd have to rejig the website and things like that. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited about that kind of idea. So what I wanted to say to you is, if you just listened to yesterday's episode and thought, yeah, it's good to go deeper, then give yourself a kick up the arse. a virtual little kick, because you can do better, you can go deeper, you can really come up with something that is different. Now, you know, I might change my idea tomorrow, I might evolve it, but I'm going to keep pushing, whether it's the podcast or the videos or this thing that I'm thinking about, this website that I'm thinking about, I'm going to keep pushing. And in a year's time, well, hold on, what did I say the date was? The date is the 19th of June. In a year's time, here you go, I'm committing to this to you. It's just you and me here, right? I'm going to have created this thing, and it is going to have a kind of gravity, and it will draw people in. 99% of people will just come and get some value and disappear. 1% will pay. And that might be just a few bucks. It might be, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to hire this guy because he knows what he's talking about, because he's built this thing. So challenge yourself. I mean, really, how can you take what you're doing and go deeper?